Welcome back for the final segment of Eyes on the Future. I'm John L. Hart. We're wrapping up today's show with Liz Warren, Vice President, Human Resources at Employer Services Corporation, Nancy Roberts, President of Insights, and Lynn Desert, President of Leadership Breakthrough. You can now listen to Eyes on the Future on your iPod on the go. Podcasts available by searching Future at wham1180.com, and they are available at rochesterbiz.com. Thanks to my co-producer, Stacey Henning, as we mentioned. She's responsible for all the fantastic music that's being played this morning. Now, we mentioned during the show that you can tweet your questions, and we do have a tweeted question. You guys ready? This is from Chris Muller, cmuller37. How can you identify someone's DISC profile quickly during a conversation? Great question.
That is a great question. And that's part of the beauty of the tool, is when you can use it to identify people's behavior and then adapt yourself for better communication. So DISC measures a level of introversion or extroversion, and it also measures task and people orientation. So I'm just going to give you the four combinations and then tell you how it might show up with a person. So dominant people are extroverted, but they're task-oriented. Extroverted but task-oriented. So the way that looks up is somebody very results-oriented. These people do not waste time. So just watch people who are very efficient in the way they do things. High-influence people are extroverted, but they're people-oriented. So these are, you know, the chatty Cathys of the world. I always call them the cheerleaders of the organization. They're just really enthusiastic and outgoing. So again, they're extroverted and people-oriented. The steadiness style is introverted and people-oriented, which is a little unusual because we always think introverted people aren't, but this style is. So these are very nice people. They tend to be quiet and kind of laid back, but they're friendly and warm. And then compliant people are introverted and task-oriented. And these are the people that love information. They always need details, so they're going to be asking questions. That's how you would probably identify them.
Well, thank you, Chris, for your question on Twitter. And the podcast goes up on Monday. And Chris, in case you didn't get all that, because I know it's tough, you might be driving around, tweeting, Facebooking, whatever it may be, we'll send you a link to the podcast, and you can hear that answer again. So opening this up to the panel, a recap of what we have talked about today. What are three key things to remember to eliminate negativity and draining energy in the workplace? Liz, we'll start with you.
For me, leading with the heart and creating trust is an absolute necessary component in order to eliminate negativity in the workplace. And I don't think we've said directly active listening, but obviously in talking about all this open communication, part of the leader's responsibility is to actively listen to what that particular employee is saying, because that's how you really get to what the real issue is that's going on. And then my last one would be to be solution-oriented and teach your staff to embrace that as well. If they come to you with solutions and you just have to hear them out and come to some conclusion, it's much better. So those would be my three.
Lynn Desert?
The top three that I would recommend is, first of all, try to keep your emotions in check. When things start to kind of go awry on both sides, just, you know, keep a level head and try to approach it, you know, in a calmer time period. The second would be taking personal accountability, not only for your own actions, but in terms of the conversations you have with other people and helping with solutions. And the third is creating a positive work environment from a managerial level.
Nancy?
I'm going to keep it real easy. I'm just going to give you two: courage and curiosity.
Perfect. The two C's.
Yes, exactly. We're back to the C's.
Well, and listening is so important. And a lot of times people don't do that, or they listen to part of it, then they're thinking about what they want to say, and they miss the whole thought. Any recommended reading for our listeners on this topic?
Mentioned two books already, so I'd say them again: Five Dysfunctions of a Team and Crucial Conversations.
Great.
Well, I like Managing Individual and Team Negativity by Gary Topchick. It's Topchick, and really talks about how to keep that negative virus from spreading.
Great. Well, thank you all for coming in today. Be sure to join us next week to learn more about steps you can take to motivate millennials. Should be an interesting show. This is Eyes on the Future, sponsored by Greater Rochester Enterprise, Harder Seacrest and Emery, Eastman Business Park, Canandaigua National Bank and Trust, Mangle Metzger Bar, McArdle Rammerman, the Simon Graduate School of Business, Finger Lakes Community College, and Roberts Wesleyan College. Every week, we explore our local economy and talk about how to keep local business growing. Enjoy that windy weather. It's going to be sunny tomorrow. Have a good rest of the weekend. I'm John Elhart, signing off. We'll see you later.